now. What's occurring?
Two to Becky. Nothing to you so far this week.
It's not been a good week so far.
It's not been. She's pulled it back. Okay, play along at home on 81199. Here's your first situation for Wednesday.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the Sugar Babes? They came in yesterday.
Yeah.
We had a little chat. But do you think Sugar Babes are any good at impressions?
I would say no, especially as they all had mouthfuls of sweets all the time. Mm. I thought that might pull them off. No.
Who would be the worst one, do you think?
The worst one in impressions? Heidi.
Okay. Well, the Sugar Babes had 1 minute to pick out some names of celebrities from a little box that we gave them. My question to you is, how many would I get right?
Two.
Chappers is saying two. Becky.
Four.
Becky's saying four. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the brilliant impressions of the Sugar Babes in 1 minute.
Cool, so you want me to pick one out?
Go on.
All right.
Okay, Amel's now picking a name out. I'm going to try and
guess. Okay, I passed it on to Keisha.
Okay.
Ooh. Noah. I don't think that last performance was that good.
Cheryl? Yeah.
I'm supposed to guess. Is it Cheryl Cole?
It was Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I love London.
Britney Spears. Yeah. Okay, Keisha.
Well, but no one's better than Westlife.
Louis Walsh. Heidi.
No way.
Mini kebabs and prawns.
Is it Kerry Katona?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Keisha.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
What? I don't know who it is.
Don't you?
No. Is it Rachel off X Factor?
No.
Who is it?
Come on.
Have you any idea who that is at all? You won't ever guess.
I thought it might have been Frank Bruno.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
Bearing in mind, this was a Louis Walsh impression.
Really, no. But no one's better than Westlife.
It's quite hard to get.
It was weak, was a Louis Walsh.
Everyone... Make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
No idea.
What's occurring?
I'll tell you in a bit. Keisha was by far the worst.
So how many did you get then?
I got four, which means...
Now, did you really, though? Because I thought the first one they really got for you.
Yeah, but I knew that anyway. I knew it. So four, which means Becky gets the point. Next one. You know how to look good naked with Gok 1?
I know of it, yeah? Yes.
Well, on last night's edition, he likes to say girl a lot, the word girl. Or my girl, Becky. Have you never watched the show, Chappers?
I've never watched it, no.
All right. Here's my question to you. On last night's How to Look Good Naked, how many times did Gok say the word girl?
10. Why are you pulling that face, Becky?
Yeah, you have never seen it. At least 20.
All right, so Chappers are saying 10.
It's an hour long, Chappers. Do you want to change your guess?
No. But I don't think you should criticise me because I didn't
criticise you.
It was the face you put.
So 20 for Becky. Chappers says 10. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Gok on last night's show, girl.
Been a good girl and is looking after herself much better.
Dull girl.
Curvy girl Helen. Slim hips girls. I've split my girl. Watch my girl work that runway.
Girl of the moment.
My girl Helen.
Girlfriend.
Go girl.
My girl Helen.
Our girl Helen.
My girl's been running her own business. My girl Helen. girlfriend.
And girlfriend's done some shopping, hasn't she?
So come on then, girl, tell me.
The girl.
My girl, and I'm back to check up on my girl. My girls. Is we've lined our girls up.
Well done, girls.
But you know what, girls? Do you think the clothing that my girl's wearing right now, do you think you can really tell what body shape she is?
Allows a girl to flash a bit of flesh. Athletic girls. Hair-shaped girls.
What the hell is going on, girlfriend?
29 times in last night's edition of How to Look Good Naked, right. Gokwan said, girl. Another point for Becky.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, you see, if you'd asked how many shots Arsenal had on goal against Burnley last night in the Carling Cup, that would have been a bit of a more fair question.
Not
three.
For Becky.
Three?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
God.
How many was it then?
Oh, it must have been at least 15. Becky.
Okay, here's our last one. And it's time for our hard-hitting panorama-style question of the day, where we hit the streets of Britain asking the questions that really matter. Ian is asking today's question. He's working on the show.
Can I have a guess what the question might be?
No.
Oh, all right. I thought it might be, did I get this jumper for Christmas?
Oh. Oh, don't be horrible about Ian's jumper.
He's got a lovely jumper on. It's red and green stripes.
Here is Ian with today's hard-hitting question.
This is Panorama.
Can you think of anyone famous who looks good with a moustache?
I like the way he asked the question.
Yeah.
So we are 16 people on the streets of Great Britain. Can you think of anyone that looks good with a moustache? Who was the most popular answer?
Tom Selleck.
Off of Magnum.
Mm-hmm. And Friends.
And Friends.
And Three Men and a Baby.
And yeah.
Was
that.
He in the Little Lady one as well?
Dunno.
You're asking the wrong people.
Who do you think they said?
Who else do we say? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
But there is no one else apart from Selleck, is there?
That's fine. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked the people of Great Britain which celebrity looks best with a moustache or good with a moustache.
This is Panorama.
Can you think of anyone famous who looks good with a moustache?
Let's find out.
Can you think of anyone famous who looks good with a moustache?
Tom Selleck.
Oh, yes, Tom Selleck.
Woohoo! Brandon Flowers, maybe.
Can you think of anyone famous who looks good wearing a moustache?
The 118 people.
Freddie Mercury.
Will Farrell definitely looks good with a moustache. I love moustaches and men with moustaches.
The guy from My Name Is Earl, right? He is hot with a moustache.
What? Really?
I don't think it would work if he didn't have a moustache. The reality is that the guy from My Name Is Earl is Earl because of the moustache.
Name someone who looks good with a moustache.
Hulk Hogan. Got a fantastic handlebar moustache.
Good with a moustache. Probably that's Simon. That's in, what's that celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
I don't think no one looks good with a moustache.
No, I don't. I think it's the most unattractive thing on a man ever.
Tom Selleck. It's a good bushy moustache.
It's Tom Selleck. He's a good looking old man with a moustache, isn't he? Definitely, he's got that little moustache comb.
Can you think of any famous people who look good with a moustache?
Tom Selleck.
My uncle Ken, he looks cool with a moustache.
Tom Jones.
With a moustache?
Has he got a moustache?
He's got a beard.
Oh, he's got a beard. All right, don't worry.
Tom Selleck was the most popular answer, but Becky still wins today's What's Occurring. 1 point to you, but it's Becky 2-1 today to you, Becky.
Yay.
Let's go back to Keisha's mystery impression. Yeah. She's so good off the Sugar Babes. Some people have been guessing, Kirsty in Glasgow, is it Bill Nye off of Love Actually? I think Keisha was impersonating Cliff Richard from Lee Thompson in Great Yarmouth. Was it Tom Jones, Scott, from Simon in Cardiff? Katy Perry guesses somebody else. This is her impression.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
I cut out lots of other stuff that she said. But any idea? Any idea?
I still think it's Frank Bruno.
Everyone, make sure you buy my Christmas single. And also as well...
That's right, the answer was Chris Moyles. You would have never have got that, would you, I don't think?
No.
Now you know.
Now you know, yes. Okay, it's 5:45 on Radio 1. And here's Debbie Randall.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is Radio 1.